Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Hello, and welcome to Realized Soul. I'm Tessa Lynn Alburn, and today I'm going to be sharing some insights that I've had around the concept of creating sacred moments in our lives to enrich us and recognizing the sacredness in our everyday lives. And the reason is when we do this, it can elevate us to new levels of hope, connectedness, and a sense of greater ease or grace, even feeling like we're connecting in a way that makes us feel like we belong. You see, when we're not recognizing the sacred, when we're ignoring the intelligence of the universe, when we're ignoring the intelligence of nature, for example, also maybe just ignoring the moments of love and upliftment that are happening and synchronicity. When we ignore those, the whole world can seem to become mundane. And when this occurs, our reaction then is to pull away. We lose interest in things. We start to isolate. We could even become melancholy or depressed. And it's like our energy is essentially unplugged into valuable life force energy. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of chaotic energy that's out there in the world, you know, that like buzz that's always going on. I'm talking about nurturing energy, the life force energy that's here that to really support us. It's life sustaining. And recognizing sacred moments or creating them in our lives really helps us to know ourselves better. So within any given sacred moment, there's this tremendous opportunity to suddenly like have a deep reflection or a really powerful sense of inner peace or to experience appreciation of things that matter to us and maybe even appreciation of ourselves. And doing this creates so much more ease in our lives because the stress that's been running us often just kind of falls away. Right, and the chatter from the external falls away. We can really tune in instead and hear, listen, hear what's important. And in that process, we get to be validated. And we validate the things that actually have meaning for us. Now, creating a sacred moment could mean setting up a structure to do that. And I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But when we take the time to recognize or create a sacred moment, we come into deeper connection with our truth and our souls. We're nurtured in a pure, loving way. One of the things that I think occurs, you know, as I've reflected on this for myself, because I've woven sacred ritual and moments into my life as a regular practice, what I have recognized is that there's a sense of being one with the universe and a sense of really truly being seen. So if I'm having a distressing time or a stressful day or whatever it is, even within that, within the sacred context, there is no stress. Things just are. And I feel accepted and held in the loving arms of the universe. Now, there are different kinds of sacred moments that we could create or become aware of. But I think one of the things that I've noticed that's missing in our industrialized society is just sort of this loss of noting important life passages, right? Passages into new chapters of our lives, passages that could honor new expressions of ourselves, and maybe even a passage of a certain age or becoming something. You know, passages are meant to like take us, the ritualizing of this kind of passage or transition is meant to elevate us into the new energy, releasing the old and elevating us into something new and fresh and vibrant, and to have support around that. So where we're heading doesn't feel like we're just kind of launching ourselves out there in the middle of Nowheresville. So by now you probably have realized that I travel around quite a bit, but years ago when I would plan a travel adventure, let's call it, I would celebrate why I was traveling. And so to do that, I would often get folks together. I'd get a gathering. Sometimes it was a party kind of a gathering, but other times it was more just like an opportunity for good friends to come around, hear more about my intentions and my dreams, because I didn't have the opportunity to sit with every single one of them and share what was the deepest thing in my heart. And by having the ritual of the gathering, it created a sacredness around it, and then I felt more and more supported. And it wasn't like these sorts of conversations where people just kind of fire off questions at us, you know, like, oh, tell me about this. Well, what about this? What about that? Blah, 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 blah. Just one question after the other, after the other, after the other, to get like gain information or something from us. That is not a sacred moment. So creating this kind of space around a passage in your life can really be a beautiful thing. And it might look like a snorkeling trip, and you have six close friends that go out with you, and there's an activity, but in between the moments of the activity, there are these connections and discussion and celebration, and then you go out for food afterwards. This is one of the beautiful things about eating together, is having that opportunity in between things, right? Before the food is served or while the drinks are on their way, then people might want to know more. They want to be able to celebrate with you, and you have an opportunity because you've created something special. One of the things that happens in this kind of a gathering is that listening happens, real listening. People listen more. They're witnessing you. You really get to feel seen and heard and just totally supported. You know, if we're lucky, most of us in this culture, we're like able to have a birthday celebration, let's say, or maybe a wedding or something big, right? But even birthdays, so many people have shunned those away or just put them down to, oh, that doesn't mean anything. Well, it could mean something, right? If we can get past our judgments, like, oh, I don't want to have that party because, or that celebration because, you know, I'm too this, that, or the other, too fat, too old, too single, too married, too, you know, grandmotherly, whatever it is, like those judgments, when we remove those judgments and we really claim the sacred context of our lives, then we feel seen, heard, loved, supported. So it's really about the intention of what's next for you. What are you opening up to? And what do you want your loved ones, your family, your friends to know about? And who is it that you want to be in the coming year? And how will you show up to receive love and support of others? So let's go ahead and take a look at creating sacred moments and what that might be. So what is sacred to you? What does it actually mean? I think it means different things for different people. So just, you know, ask yourself, what does that look like to me if it was pure and not forced? Does it mean stillness? Does it mean quiet? Does it mean a moment where love is deeply present and you feel it and you know you're interconnected with the rest of life and the cosmos? So take a few moments and just kind of think about that for yourself. I think for me, sacred moments can be found in various places, but if I don't structure most of them in, then I can easily get caught up in the everyday stressors and kind of the everydayness of things. You know, I got to do this and I got to do that. And then I notice that I'm not in choice and freedom as much. So for me, adding a sacred ritual, no matter how brief it is, adding that to my life allows me to feel my heart. So that's an important component for me, feeling my heart and the divineness of that and the divineness of this human experience. And often there's a recognition of my spirit, my soul, and then I also embrace at the same time the context of having this human experience. And it sort of culminates in this sense of peace. So no matter what I'm actually feeling prior to that moment, you know, I could be feeling distraught, mad, whatever it is, frustrated, lonely. And when I create that sacred ritual, I'm anchoring to something greater than myself. So for example, I might take a moment, and this is a pretty common thing for me to do. I might take a moment with one of my power animals. And to do that, I have several animal fetishes, these beautiful carved stone representations of them. And I might be working with one for, say, a week or a month or something like that for a particular purpose, for a particular outcome that I'm desiring. And so I just want to take a few moments with the spirit of that animal, honoring it, thanking it for being there with me and for being a guide. And then I tune in to my intention for myself and what it is that I want to create or receive. And then something happens. It's like I feel a connection. I feel a sense of peace. And then I know that I'm complete. So that could be one of my sacred rituals. It literally only takes a minute or two, but it helps me center. And all parts of me, like my mind, my emotions, my spirit, my body, they're all there supporting me. And I also probably will include a physical movement of some kind. For example, I often use mudras. So I might do a prayer pose mudra or a different kind of mudra to connect that moment. And I might do a little nod or a bow to my high self. It's about the feeling, though, feeling that connection inside and feeling supported and loved. And so when I know I'm complete, my ritual has occurred. And then I just go on with my choices, my actions for my day. And there's a energy supporting me in that. So your definition of sacredness and rituals, these things could be different, and that's okay. Just want to identify what those could be for you. There's a second type that I'd like to share with you today that's just something that just happens. There's just this moment and this perspective that just all kind of fall in all at once. And I may have talked about this particular moment that I'm going to share with you now. I may have mentioned it before, but it's been such a profound moment in my life. I can't not mention it. I was working a gig as a cater waiter years ago back in New York City, and we'd gone up the Hudson to someone's home for a family celebration, and we had a few minutes to ourselves because everything had sort of happened already. The food had been served and the drinks and all that, and so I got to just step away, and I walked up the slope of the backyard a little bit, and I was noticing the sun was about to go down behind the mountains. And I was just standing there enjoying it. And suddenly it was like the sun just like spoke to me. It almost like was glowing. And I was just there and I was just taking it in and receiving it. And all at once I felt this really deep and profound connection to all that is, like to the whole planet, to the universe, to the other planets and the cosmos even. It just kind of blew my mind, and I couldn't quite grasp it intellectually, but I could feel it. And I felt blessed in that moment. Like I felt like I belonged, and there was some sort of big picture that I was truly part of. And whatever I was doing in the world, whatever I was striving for, it was all okay. I didn't have to push so hard, and that I would be okay. I knew I would be okay. So, you know, you might not have that kind of moment. It might be something else. Like if you're a parent, maybe there's a moment where you're sitting on the living room sofa and your kids are arguing over a toy, but you have this moment of perspective where you see the bigger picture and you feel the greater love and the threads that connect you and your soul and the souls of others to each other in this lifetime experience. So I invite you to not wait around for sacred moments. Create them, find them, look for them, and structure some into your life. Choose to have them. And if you think you're already doing that, like maybe you go to church. Let's say a lot of people go to church on Sundays or some other evening if you're of a different faith. I'm not really talking about the going to church. I'm talking about having a moment while you're there. Not a moment of feeling judged or not a moment of just trying to learn something that the rabbi or the minister is saying, but creating the space for yourself within that bigger ritual for a personal moment, personal love, for connection to God in yourself. Like maybe have your own prayer. You can even tune out what's going on for just a few moments. A kind, open, compassionate moment. And if you aren't participating in that kind of a weekly thing, then find another way to create a sacred moment, right? Like I have one way that I do it is I have one day a week where I don't schedule anything else. It's a me day, and it's not for self-comfort or self-care. It's a sacred day to me, and it's one of my favorite things. So what it usually looks like is I'm going to be out in nature, walking, hiking, photographing, snorkeling, swimming, scuba diving, driving even to someplace in nature, and then immersing myself into that experience. It could even be just being in my own backyard, but it's all about the nature and my connection to it. And in that, I'm listening and paying attention and watching for the intelligence of life. So I invite you to pause long enough to notice what is sacred around you and to create sacred moments in your life. Thank you for being here and thank you for listening. You're invited to come back in a couple of weeks for more soothing vibes and inspiration for thriving outside the conventional world. May you connect with who you truly are and honor it. Aho.
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.